I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News.
Okay, everybody get off the bus gently and don't get run over, please.
Most of the 50 people visiting Glacier National Park for a workshop this week have never seen a bison. They flew in from as far away as South Africa, Russia, and Iran to learn about ways countries can work together to manage wildlife, rivers, reefs, and landscapes. Representatives from nearly 30 international projects across 70 countries and indigenous territories are taking part in the three-day workshop hosted by Glacier National Park. On Wednesday, they went on a field trip to the Blackfeet Reservation to see the early stages of a cooperative management program in action here. The Blackfeet Nation is working to restore bison to the species' native range, which extends beyond the boundaries of their reservation into Glacier National Park and the nearby Badger II Medicine area on National Forest land.
Okay, so here's the thing. You cannot care about buffalo and not care about the buffalo people.
Leona Tracy is the field program coordinator for the INI initiative, the tribe's bison program. The tribe wants bison back on the landscape for food independence, ecological conservation, and maintaining tradition. For the past 8 years, the tribe has worked with the Wildlife Conservation Society, Glacier National Park, Parks Canada, and the Blackfoot Confederacy to design a management program. Tracy told the international conservationists about how important bison are to the Blackfeet people, emphasizing the need for different agencies to work together.
So when these prairies get healthy, so will the people. But it's going to need everybody. You know, us tribal people, we can't do it all by ourselves. We probably can, but it might take a lot longer. But if we can get all the rest of you to help us, it's something we can see.
The INI initiative is just one example of the cooperative management across political borders Glacier National Park is known for, says Park Superintendent Jeff Mao.
And if there's one thing that I think Glacier brings to the National Park Service with regards to sort of, you know, what's unique about each park, I think it's the fact that it's the world's first international peace park.
That designation formally recognized friendship between Canada and the United States in 1932. Since then, Glacier and its neighbor to the north, Waterton Lakes National Park, have agreed to cooperate in managing and researching grizzly bears. More recently, the parks have been working together to become the first multi-nation dark sky preserve. Mao says the INI initiative is another way the park can partner with its neighbors to better manage wildlife and ecosystems.
It's really going to this next level, I'd say almost transformational level of how we manage a resource or an important issue like restoring bison to a habitat.
Mao echoes Leona Tracy, saying his agency can't do it alone. The park only has about 100,000 acres of suitable bison habitat. The best winter range is on the Blackfeet Reservation. To maintain a healthy herd, both groups will have to balance their autonomous control with working together. Each of the projects represented at the workshop are really different, and there's no common roadmap for how to create them. Andrew Dunn works for the Wildlife Conservation Society in Africa. He says learning about the INI initiative provides a model for work he's doing to protect the Cross River gorilla.
I've really enjoyed this today, being out in the sun and just listening about the story of the buffalo and the American Indians there taking control of their land and health issues. I've been fascinated by this today.
The Cross River gorilla is a critically endangered species that only lives on the border between Nigeria and Cameroon. The two countries got into a border war over oil in the 1990s. Dunn thinks conservation across borders is one way to help restore peace.
So there was a lot of mistrust built over years, so people wouldn't really meet. So transboundary conservation is one way of bringing people together from both sides of the border to meet and talk about an issue of common interest. And if you do that over a few years, you meet every 6 months, every 12 months, it gradually builds up trust and personal relationships and I think it helps break down barriers.
The Transboundary Summit piggybacks the annual week-long Hands Across Borders celebration, which recognizes the Rotary Club's contribution to environmental peacemaking. For more information about this week's events, visit our website at mtpr.org. From East Glacier, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.